Now, researchers in America have identified a chemical that encourages the growth of new neurons and protects against neurodegeneration. Stephen McKnight at UT Southwestern and his colleagues screened 1,000 different chemicals and found 8 candidates that seem to support the formation of neurons in a region of the mouse brain called the dentate gyrus. This region, in both mice and in humans, is thought to contribute to the formation of new memories and is one of the few regions known to have high levels of neurogenesis, even in adults. Now, one of the 8 candidates, called P7C3, had very favourable pharmacological properties, so the researchers focused their attentions on that one. It actually works by preventing apoptosis, the programmed cell death of newborn neurons. Now, the thing is, when these neurons form, they take a long and perilous journey to the right site, and many don't survive the process. It takes 2 or 4 weeks. Further research in mutant mice that lack a gene essential to normal brain development showed a marked increase in neurogenesis when on a prolonged course of P7C3, and as well as new neurons forming, a measurement of the electrophysiological activity showed that the dentate gyrus was functioning as it should be, so the new neurons are properly incorporated and they're functional. There was also tantalising evidence that P7C3 also enhanced the birth of new neurons in aged rats. Now, as rats age, they tend to show a reduction in neurogenesis alongside a reduction in the ability to form new memories. Rats on a daily dose of P7C3 showed an increased ability in some standard learning and memory tests, and they also showed a higher rate of neurogenesis. Now, the next step is to identify the molecular target for P7C3, but this finding could point the way to new neuroprotective drugs that prevent or treat diseases like Alzheimer's.
Sounds very promising indeed, and of course very interesting too.